ओम शांति। दिस अ वेरी फेमस एसे इन इंग्लिश, द एकर्स ऑफ डायमंड, विच वॉज फर्स्ट गिवन एज अ लेक्चर इन 1869 बाय डॉक्टर रसेल कॉनवेल। व्हाइल्स्ट ही वॉज ट्रैवलिंग इन द मिडल ईस्ट, ही केम अक्रॉस एन अरब एंड हू टोल्ड हिम अ ब्यूटिफुल स्टोरी। And this story forms the basis of that famous essay, The Acres of Diamond. In this story, there is a poor farmer living in some small village of Africa, and he heard from other farmers that there is a famous mine somewhere which is carrying a lot of diamonds. So this farmer got so much excited that he sold off his farm and went off in search of the mine of diamond. He spent his whole life searching that farm, that mine, that land of diamonds, but he couldn't find. And at last, due to frustration, due to depression, he committed suicide. Now, the person whom he had sold his own farm, after a few weeks, that person was just walking in the farm, and there was a river flowing by in that farm. And he sees something shining in that river. So he was intrigued and he went near and saw there were some colorful stones. So he brought those stones into his small house, and as a piece of decoration he kept it in the mantelpiece of his watch. After a few weeks, another person came to meet him. And that person said, "What is this shining thing?" And at close quarters, when he saw those shining stones, the visitor said, "These are not ordinary stones, these are diamonds. Where did you get them?" This person, yet a farmer, another farmer, he says, "I got these stones in the river, and there are many such stones there." And they both go there and they find there was a huge stock of diamonds on the bed of that river. And this is how the most famous mine of Africa, diamond mines, Kimberley diamond mines, were discovered. This author, Russell Conwell, lectured about this story throughout the world, and before his death in 1925 he said this story about 6,152 times in his lectures. The same story he kept on repeating these many times, and what he was pointing out was that you need not to go anywhere to search success. It is already there in your courtyard. You are right now standing on the acres of diamond. You need not to seek success anywhere. You are right now, whatever resources you have, you can achieve success. The author kept on lecturing the same story in so many companies, IT world, and just telling everyone the same lesson, that you don't have to search anywhere. You are right now standing on the acres of diamond. Dig your own backyard and diamonds are right there. So the crux of the matter is, there is something invaluable with us. We need not to search that invaluable anywhere outside. Everything if we know our own worth, it's enough. And that's why Baba said yesterday in Avyakta Murli, you do not know your worth, but Baba knows your worth, and that's why Baba has chosen you. And he said, you are mine and I am yours. So, not to suffer from that inferiority complex that I am nothing, not to suffer from that superiority complex, that holier than thou attitude, that I am everything, but I am invaluable, jewel of Baba. I am priceless, I am beyond cost, I am the most costly, expensive jewel of Baba. So, how these diamond mines were found out, and how beautifully he has, Dr. Russell Conwell, used his story so many times. And he is one of the original motivational speakers of America. And so many people got influenced or got motivated because of these. That you don't have to search diamond mines anywhere. The first farmer, if he had stopped where he was, he could have got that diamonds which were right below the field. And but he kept on searching throughout the continent of Africa. And ultimately he had to commit suicide. So, we must know our worth. We are invaluable. So let's try to understand yesterday's Murli. Baba has come as the merchant of jewels. He is the merchant of jewels. He is Ratnakar. And he is seeing each and every priceless, invaluable, most costly, most dear jewels. So, we'll try to understand this Murli, dividing into 9 points. The first, you are the most invaluable jewel. If you are on one side, and the entire property of the world is on another side, if you are on one side, and the entire treasures of the world are on one side, before you, they are worth nothing. You are so priceless, you are so costly, you are so expensive, you are so dear, you are so beyond price. Such valuable you are, you must know your value. Baba is saying that each and every pearl, each and every jewel is so, so dear that before this jewel, all the properties of the world, all the treasures of the world are worth nothing. So we must learn to give importance to oneself. That is known as self-importance. Baba is not teaching egotism or egoistic attitude, but it is to know who I am really, who I am, what I am. It's a realistic view of life, because he alone knows our worth more than we know. The second is, such jewels are found only at the confluence age. In no other age, in no other era, in no other epoch of this world cycle, such jewels are found. So these jewels are found only at the confluence age. Baba said this is the court of invaluable jewels. This Murli is happening in Om Shanti Bhavan, and Baba is saying this is the court of invaluable jewels, you priceless jewels. It's only at confluence at and no other age. The third point, just as the Father's glory, the Father's name, the Father's birth, the Father's action are considered elevated. In the similar manner, you are the most elevated jewels of the world. His birth and his karma, both are elevated. Janma, karma, cha, divya, cha. O Arjuna, my birth and my actions, both are divine. They are not like ordinary human beings. I do not take birth like I am the birthless Ajanma, and yet I take birth. But when I take birth, it's not like ordinary human beings. My birth is divine, my actions are divine, my name is divine, my glory is divine. So just as Father's glory, action, birth and name is divine, in the similar manner, you imperishable jewels, you invaluable jewels, you are the most important jewels, most elevated, most lofty jewels of the world. So you must know your own importance. So we are those elevated jewels of the world, and we must know our importance. Then, next, we are the, they celebrate our glory. They remember us in the path of devotion as the nine jewels. And these nine jewels are remembered as the destroyer of obstacles. So we are those jewels who are the destroyer of obstacles. Like, there was a pilot and it was his first flight. He got recently trained and he was given one independent flying attempt, and he took his helicopter and he was flying, but he was panicky because there was nobody. The second in command was not sitting this time. He was panicky, anxious, and he tried to contact the control room, and the control room said, just follow the instructions, we will take care of the obstructions. You don't have to worry about obstructions. Just follow the instructions and we will take care of the obstructions. So we follow the instructions, the divine dictates, and everything is taken care of. So we are those pearls, Navaratna, who are remembered in the path of devotion. They prepare and keep it in the locket, in the ring, or in some ornament in house. This is how that is done. So we are the most invaluable jewels of the world. Nothing can be compared. Second, only at the confluence age it is found. Third, just as the Father is elevated, we are also elevated. Next, on the path of devotion, our memorial. Then, next, again on the path of devotion, they respect you so much, they take care of you so much, and that's why Baba said, you do not know your worth, I know your worth. You are mine and I am yours. You are mine and I am yours. That is the statement Baba made. You are mine, I am yours. And then Baba's vision, Paramatma Drishti. When God saw you, you became invaluable. So much invaluable that you got three things. First, love. Second, purity. And third, caring, looking after. Because you got connected with the ocean of love, with the imperishable ocean of love, because you got drishti from this ocean of love, in the path of devotion also people love you so much. Your creation will love you so much. They will do everything for you with love. So that is the result of this drishti, this vision of God. The second, purity. Purity is your birthright, purity is your original nature. Because God's vision falls upon you, your purity is celebrated throughout the cycle. You take birth through purity, you are sustained by purity, and even in the path of devotion, they worship you with purity, for purity. And third, taking care. Because here God has become your mother and father, and He takes care of you. He is giving you divinely, divine sustenance, heavenly sustenance here, right now, because of that, in the path of devotion later on. They will take care of you. They will give you regard, respect, and love in the path of devotion. The text, you are equivalent to one Akshayoni, means countless number. So, one of you is equivalent to that countless number of armies. And because of this, Baba said, but don't remember, don't forget, you do one small mistake. Which is that small mistake? You forget Father. So don't forget Him. So because of not forgetting Him, we will not suffer from superiority complex or inferiority complex. Both are dangerous. Both are not good, Baba said. Just remember one thing. I am there because God is there. Because Baba is there. So where Baba is there, there is no sin. And where there is a sin, there is no God. Bap, 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 bap. So, where there is Father, there is no sin. Where there is sin, there is no Father. So, always remember that we are the ancestors, Purvaj, of this world. Then the next point is about purity. Next point is about purity. What did Baba say about purity? Purity is our birthright. Purity is our original nature. So don't forget this eternal birthright of purity. As I said, this is a very old Murli of 1985. Baba is talking about those days. So many years back, he is describing all these things. It's not today's, but even to this date, it's so much relevant. So, purity. What he said about purity that time? If you see, just see what Baba is saying about purity right from the establishment of Yajna. In 1936, he talked about purity. Those 14 years, he made the foundation of purity strong. Then the Yajna came here. And this purity became the foundation of service. This purity again became the foundation of expansion of service. And later on, the same purity, he is talking even now. The same purity is responsible for pulling the souls, fooling the media, fooling the aristocrats, the rich, the bureaucrats, to this institution. So it's the purity, the underlying force, which is doing everything. That's why Baba is saying purity is the birthright, purity is the original nature. You should not have any difficulty in observing purity. If you have difficulty, probably you are not the ones who claim the right to sovereignty. Those who are claiming the right to sovereignty, Adhikari, they will find purity very much easy, and they will get attracted towards purity. Their heart would get attracted towards purity. So have such attraction for purity. They will say, yes, we will become like the Father. Baba has given us the right for purity, and we will definitely become pure. So again, one more point was of comparing these confluence aged Brahmins or jewels to those golden aged deities. They are second number, we are first number. So these are the 9 points from yesterday's Murli. So the in nutshell, what Baba is telling us is self-importance. We are very much important. Know your own importance. That is the first thing. Second, about purity. Know it as a original nature, and birthright. The third, be connected with father or combined with him or stay with him, because without him you are nothing. You will fall down. Either you will say, I don't have anything, I don't know anything, or you will say, I know everything, I am everything. So there is a danger in both the scenarios. When you forget father, you suffer. And when you are with him, and always remember one more thing, that whatever we are doing here, that everything is turning into memorial in the path of devotion. What we speak, that will become scriptures. What we'll do, that will become charitra in the path of devotion. Whatever we are doing, that everything is turning, people are trying, people would remember us in the path of devotion. So everything that we do here in the confluence age turns into yadgar, turns into memorial gradually. So these are the 9 points which Baba said in yesterday's Murli, and there was another beautiful paragraph about Maya. When Maya comes, what you should do? When Maya comes, what you should do? From where she has come, why she has come, why only to me, not from here, from there, which color, red, yellow, green. So don't worry about the color of Maya, don't think about the problem, think about Gyan. So she comes, she disturbs. So in such scenes, always remember that this obstruction, this Maya has come first to teach me something. Second, the paper, it's a paper, I have to pass it. Third, it has come to make me experienced. It has come to make me experienced, it has come so that I can come out with flying colors, pass with honor, Baba said. Just there was an old man, and he was sitting and worrying about the things that were happening in his life. A philosopher was passing by, and he asked him, what are you doing? He said, I am so disturbed. Everything is going haywire. Everything is topsy-turvy in my life. I am so much disturbed. I am worried about my future. I am worried about my present. I am worried about the past. So the philosopher said, just look there. And on that side, there was a cow. And in front of the cow, there was a wall. And this cow was trying to see what was behind the wall. So the philosopher said, look at that wall, that cow. And the man said, what is there? The philosopher says, look at that cow. That cow is trying to see beyond the wall. She wants to know what is beyond the wall. She is overlooking the wall and she is trying to see which is beyond the wall. So you do the same thing. This is the wall of your worry. Try to overlook the worry and see on this side. You don't have to think about so much, because when you think so much about your problem, you are actually offering hospitality to Maya. And once she is offered hospitality, she might never go. So, ignore it, avoid it, overlook it. Don't think about it too much. By thinking, think about knowledge, go into the depth of knowledge, not in the depth of things. So whenever Maya comes, don't get depressed, don't get disheartened, don't get frightened, don't cry, don't shout. Baba said, you are jewels, why you are playing with specks of dust? You are jewels, why you play with mud? Jewels should play with jewels. You are playing with mud. Baba doesn't like that. And then you say, clean me, clean me, clean me. And then you cry, and then you are in fear. You are pearls, you are jewels, you are diamonds. You play with jewels, you play with diamonds. So that was about the Maya. And then when there are two groups about parties. In the first party, Baba said, keep the Baba in your eyes, and the Baba will keep you in your eyes. Get merged in his eyes, remain merged in his eyes. And there is yet another party where two, three things were said, and then there was a group of mothers who had bondages, and Baba said, turn this bondage into your yoga into the fire. In that fire, all the bondages would be burnt up. So, turn that yoga into fire. So, There were multiple things, multiple topics, so many things discussed in Murli. So, reread it, reanalyze, find out some topics and churn this Murli deeply and become the very embodiment of it. Om Shanti.